How does Jesus' incarnation provide us with a response to religious relativism? Find out in an article that I've written for the latest issues, etc. journal. It's titled God in a Box, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send an email to journal@issuesetc.org. You can also read about Pastor Michael Shurman's journey from moralistic therapeutic deism to the rock-solid theology of the Reformation. The online Issues, etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org. All right, it's time to pick Issues, Etc. blog of the week. And what that means is we read your blogs, and if your blog has the Issues, Etc. widget, which you can find at our website, issuesetc.org, click support right there at the bottom of the page. If your blog has the widget, we'll be reading your blog, and we'll be considering it each week for Issues, Etc. blog of the week.
I'm throwing you a curveball here. I sent you an email with what previously was my pick for Blog of the Week, but I've changed it during the middle of the show.
Oh, you have?
My pick this week is Scott Diekman's Stand Firm. It's a blog post titled, In You Changing a Diaper, Christ Celebrates His Victory Over the Devil. There's not many tasks in life less delectable than changing dirty diapers. Yet in seemingly mundane tasks such as this, through his subjects, Christ battles the devil and extends his kingdom. Our good works as Christians are always tainted by sin, but since they are done in Christ, they are made perfect. As Philip Melanchthon says in Article 5 of the Apology to the Augsburg Confession, yet because of Christ, they are holy divine works, sacrifices, and acts belonging to the rule of Christ, who in this way displays his kingdom before this world. For in these works he sanctifies hearts and represses the devil in order to retain the gospel among people. He openly sets the confession of saints against the kingdom of the devil, and in our weakness declares his power. You may not get many kudos from your co-workers for taking out the trash, yet in these simple acts you serve your neighbor, confess the faith, and praise God. When you do these ordinary tasks, Satan loses ground on the plane of spiritual battle, pointing to the final consummation of all things when Christ will return in glory. As Master Philip Melanchthon says, these deeds are holy works and true sacrifices acceptable to God. We think this way also about every good work in the humblest callings and in private affairs. Through these works, Christ celebrates his victory over the devil, just as the distribution of alms by the Corinthians was a holy work, a sacrifice and battle of Christ against the devil, who labors so that nothing may be done to praise God. To demean such works, the confession of doctrine, sufferings, works of love, suppression of the flesh, would be to demean the outward rule of Christ's kingdom among people. It is a great comfort to know that in the midst of our daily toil, there is Christ with us, proclaiming his victory in the seemingly insignificant, thwarting the devil and the naysayers of this world, and proclaiming his victory in ultimate triumph over evil, changing that diaper, never looks so good. My pick for Issues, Etc. blog of the week, Stand Firm.
Mine comes from a blog that is called Uneasy Priest, and the post is called Contrary to Popular Belief. He writes, today Lutherans are often harshly reproached as condemning everything which is not Lutheran. However, our church is unjustly reproached for saying that people cannot be saved unless they are Lutheran. As far as the heavens are above the earth, so far is our church from teaching that only those can be saved who have been called Lutherans. Our church teaches that there is only one true saving religion. It is the Christian religion. Therefore, outside the Christian church, you can find neither the true God nor salvation. In Dr. Luther's large catechism in the explanation of the third article, we read, but outside this Christian church where the gospel is not, there is no forgiveness. Also, there can be no holiness. Furthermore, the formula of concord, we read, in this eternal divine council of God decided that outside those who know his son Jesus Christ and truly believe in him, he would save not one. This agrees exactly with Holy Scripture, for Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. And Peter says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And finally, John says, whoever denieth the Son hath denied the Father. Well, that's all we're saying. When we talk about what is necessary for salvation, there is no salvation apart from Christ and the Christian church. And we're often maligned simply for saying that, that we believe that no one in heaven is going to be there except Lutherans. Far from it. By the way, that is a quote from an Epiphany sermon from C.F.W. Walther. You'll find it in my blog pick of the week, Uneasy Priest, Contrary to Popular Belief. I'll have both posted at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. Hour two of Issues Etc. is next.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.